Activate your voice.
Fight for your rights. Speak up.
Speak out.
We're union and we're proud.
Go Union.
Live from Maryland, this is Activate Live.
Welcome to Activate Live. I'm Delaine Adams, the communications representative here at the Machinist Union headquarters in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. I am sitting in for our great host, Tanya Hutchins. Don't worry, she'll be back next week. On today's show, we will talk with the president of Union Plus, Mitch Stevens, and discuss the full benefits offered by Union Plus. Don't forget, you can always make a comment anytime during the show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, however you please. And now for our news of the week. IAM International President Bob Martinez recently attended the State of the Union address as the guest of New Jersey Congressman Donald Norcross. They are working on legislation to secure back pay for federal contract workers impacted by the longest shutdown in U.S. history. The bill is the Bipartisan Fairness for Federal Contractors Act, or H.R. 824. This bill would retroactively pay up to $1,400 per week to more than 1 million federal contract workers impacted by the 35-day-long shutdown. The IAM is working hard to get this legislation passed. So keep up the great work out there. And in great news, we want to congratulate, well, before I do that, let's make sure people call the hotline. Federal contract workers deserve back pay. So please call 888-894-1028. And good job, Monica, Mark, and Lauren, great legislative staff for standing out there and making sure that congressmen and women were able to see that we really stand behind this legislation. And now to the good news. Fort Campbell workers voted yes to join the union. 140 members at Fort Campbell in Kentucky joined the IAM. Welcome to your union. And we continue to celebrate Black History Month this month. And A. Philip Randolph was a leader in the Civil Rights Movement and the American Labor Movement. In 1925, he organized and led the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the first predominantly African-American labor union. A. Philip Randolph, a legend. And during World War II, African-American women played a significant role in the war effort by working in factories and shipyards. Among these, Rosie the Riveters were IAM members from District Lodge 751 who build planes in Seattle, Washington. Great graphics. Thank you, Michelle Furman on our staff for making those graphics. And joining us now is Mitch Stevens, the president for Union Plus. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Hey, Dwayne, thank you.
Oh, no, no problem. We're glad finally to, you know, we had other people from Union Plus come on, yeah. And we're always pushing it to make sure that people get out the word, but we want to hear from you. What is Union Plus?
Oh, sure. Well, we were started 32 years ago, believe it or not, by the AFL-CIO to provide member benefits and services to members of the affiliated unions of the AFL-CIOs, the 55 unions in the Federation.
Okay. And you said, what, 1986?
1986, yeah. We're over 32 years old. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Great. And I know there's a lot of great stories. So, you know, we were looking through a lot of things, but we really want to thank you, and we'll get into this later, but we really want to thank you for the assistance that you offered our members affected by the government shutdown that we just talked about.
Sure, that's one of the things we really are proud of doing, so we'll talk about that more later, but happy to help there when we can, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then one of the products, one of your newest products that are available for members, your mortgage program. Tell us about that program and what makes it different from other choices that members might have.
Sure, and machinists participate in this too. So we started the Union Plus Mortgage Company 2 years ago. So it's actually a brand new mortgage company built and owned by unions to service union members in the mortgage world. So you know, we've got great programs for first-time home buyers.
Okay.
We've got great programs for veterans. There's a $1,000 veterans grant you might be eligible for if you buy a home through the Union Plus Mortgage Company. Anyone that comes up can get a $500 gift card at closing, and then there's a special benefit for the first-time home buyers too. And the staff there just does a fantastic job of dealing with union members, understanding union issues when it comes to buying a home. Like one of our first customers, for example, was a seafarer, and you know, his income was really related to when he was at sea and not when he was at land, and it's hard sometimes to get a loan when that's the case. But our guys understood that and were able to hook him up and get a mortgage to really help him out. So it's been, you know, it's been a great story and a good place for union members to turn when they need to buy that home.
So you talked a lot about the mortgage program on the front end. Mm-hmm. What about if members get into any issues on the back end?
Sure.
Loss of job, strike, yeah. Lockout?
So we have what's called the Mortgage Assistance Program. Okay. And if you go through the Union Plus Mortgage company, you're part of that program when you get your loan. And that really is a great assistance and hardship benefit in case something does happen down the road. So there's a strike benefit, job loss, disability, things like that. We have a grant available in that situation and can also step in and lend money to help pay the mortgage payments for a period of time. And an extended strike actually would grant that money and actually pay the mortgage. So these are great benefits to have, and it's something really good to have like just in your back pocket, right? So it's a mortgage that's got your back if you need it. Yeah.
And just, you know, like I said, we mentioned this earlier, we're just coming off the longest shutdown in history. Mm-hmm. Some members have still not received back pay, and then federal contract workers, they're not even in the conversation right now for back pay, and that's why we're pushing this legislation. Talk to us about that hardship program available to those members affected.
Sure. Well, the Mortgage Assistance Program, we created actually a special benefit for folks impacted by the furlough or the shutdown, or if they were accepted employees. We also did that on the credit card program as well. There's a grant there. We're sending everybody to unionplus.org/hardship to see if they're eligible. You need to participate in our products, but if you're a machinist and you participate in the credit card, the mortgage, or some of the insurance benefits, there are benefits and resources available to help you. Actually, they've got the homepage up there. I see that far right post will lead folks to all those resources. So again, it's unionplus.org/hardship. And yeah, we're pleased to put out whatever we can to help people in this kind of time of need.
And what we want to try to get across too, Mitch, is that even though this shutdown is over, there are still, you know, lingering effects of, you know, not being paid for 35 days.
Right.
So should you encourage, are you encouraging
members
to
continue?
Yes,
absolutely. And they should. They're still eligible, even though shutdown's over. We know those impacts are still occurring, and people should definitely see if they're eligible and apply, because we do have the money set aside, and we want to help and you know, provide that assistance. So, and we do this also for disaster relief, if there's a hurricane, wildfire, things like that in those impacted areas. And if folks are in California and they, you know, were impacted by the wildfires last year, they should also, you know, should check that out too. And on the flip side of that, positive side, we do $150,000 in scholarships every year. So education is a big piece of what we try to encourage, and try to encourage, you know, union members and their families to attend college. And the scholarship program, it actually just closed. The applications closed at the end of January. And as usual, we've got some really smart kids applying for those scholarships. So we're proud to do that, and proud to, you know, have that be our contribution to the labor movement too.
Well, it's, you know, continuing that positive trend. Mm-hmm. What are some other benefits?
Sure.
I hear about Disney World vacation.
Oh yeah,
some of the other
you want to go on vacation?
Well, you know, I have three little ones, so Disney World is always on my mind.
Yeah, no. So we do have a range of benefits, and it's hard, you know, even on a show like this, to sort of get across the complete range of what's out there. So we try to have something for everybody, and try to have those benefits that hit you at different stages in life, right? So, you know, for the discounts and travel. We've got a really good app that's actually, you know, location-based, it's geographic. So you can, you know, download the app, and then you show up in a new city, you can look and see what's available to you. And it's got restaurant discounts, you know, might be things like a car wash, you know, movie tickets, and then, you know, we just launched a new hotel program with discount there. Disney tickets, you mentioned, theme parks, all of that's in that app, and it's a really good resource for members to go to. It's super easy to turn on. And it's a great thing if you're a shop steward or someone doing a new member orientation. You know, you can download that on your phone, and then you can show people what they get out of doing this and how they can download it and then take advantage of those benefits. So
yeah, and we have Valentine's Day coming up. So
that's right. Yeah, we have flower discounts. We can totally hook you up for Valentine's Day, right? So you got the flower discounts, restaurant discount, you know. You get the car wash on the way over,
so it looks good
when you show up, right? Yeah.
So no, this is good. I think it's important. I mean, right now, like I said, we just went through probably one of the hardest periods, and then we never know what's going to happen on February 15th, dealing with this shutdown of the government. So So it's important for our members to definitely check out the hardship program,
yep.
but also check out all the other benefits that yep. are available to union members and their families. So.
Yeah, and I'd give a shout out to one that you all provide. When we use the same provider, but you guys have the free college program with yep. Eastern Gateway Community College. That's a fantastic benefit for union members and their families, and it's something that if your folks are not familiar with it, they should really check that out because it's got broad eligibility. It's an online program. It's no cost to the member to get that associate's degree. And there are 15,000 union members taking advantage of this
wow,
right now.
15,000.
So, yeah, so
wow.
I see you've got it on the website there. You know, we offer it too, but we really think this is a great resource. I'd also give a shout out to your communications folks because the branding that you all are using, the colors and the information communicates so clearly about what you're doing with benefits. It's great.
Yeah, we have a great webmaster, Kylie Hernandez, in our communications department, and then Michelle Furman, who handles graphics. And, you know, it's just a great team, everybody coming together to push us out. Joy Shepherd,
yeah.
she pushes out a lot of stuff on social media. So it's a good team, and we love working with Union Plus to get the word out, and our human resources director, Maria Roper. So, yeah,
yeah
this
great,
is a
yeah.
great team here to really make sure that members know about the benefits. But again, we really appreciate the latest on the hardship benefits that are available to our members.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to help. And like I said, they should just check that out, unionplus.org/hardship. And then, yeah, maybe you know, one more thing to give you to think about is you can always check us out at unionplus.org. You know, members can sign up for email, stay up to date on the latest that we have to offer. And I see the website's up there, which is great. You can also go through your website, so iamadvantage.org. Same thing, you can learn about your benefits. Yeah. And I'd ask if, you know, if you're a shop steward or an organizer involved in, you know, new member orientations, make sure they know about the benefits. This is just one more, you know, tool in that toolkit to say what the union can provide. So we think it's a great program, and we're really proud to offer it.
Well, we appreciate that, Mitch, and thanks for stopping by just to
appreciate
let us know
Dwayne.
About
Thank
Union
you.
Plus. And like I said, we'll continue to get the word out, and hopefully we won't have to use the hardship as much.
That's right.
But again, for people out there who are impacted by the shutdown, please go to that to the website. Make sure that you sign up and apply for assistance because, again, shutdown's over, but there's still things that you need to take care of in order
Absolutely.
To dig out of this hole. So,
yeah.
again, thank you, Mitch. Thanks
thank you, Dwayne.
In.
Appreciate
right.
it. Thanks so much.
So, all right, and we have some comments, though. From William, I have a Union Plus mortgage. Great program. That's good.
It's great to hear.
All
Thank
right.
you, William.
Great member benefits. District Lodge 70.
All right.
So it's great. Yeah, it's great to hear the positive comments about Union Plus. So
well, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, no, we appreciate you, Mitch, and we appreciate Union Plus. So thanks again.
Thanks again, Dwayne.
All right.
Good luck.
Again, it's not too late to comment, like, and share. Go to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Machinist Union. So on our calendar, we don't have a lot going on, but we'll go through our calendar and let you know what's going on at the W3. Registrations are due February 11th for our social media for organizers. And on February 11th, our EAP2 class, registrations are due on February 11th. For more information, go to wimpensinger.iamaw.org. And state councils that are coming up. February 11th, the Georgia State Council of Machinists in Atlanta, Georgia. Peter Taylor and the crew. And on February 20th through the 23rd, New Mexico Council of Machinists in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the IAM Women's Conference is April 2nd to April 6th, 2019. The theme, Women Rising, Unite to Fight. Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And special events coming up. Please circle your calendar for the Transportation Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, April 8th to April 11th. And our own legislative conference here in Washington, D.C., May 6th to May 8th. And our Communications Conference coming up, June 4th to June 6th, 2019, in Las Vegas, Nevada, Voice Activation. I know Woody's working hard on that along with Jonathan. So we look forward to the communications conference. Please register. And as always, please sign up for iMail. Visit goiam.org. Sign up for iMail and get the latest news on what's happening with the Machinist Union. And this is our latest edition of Activate Live. Please join us next week at 3 p.m. Eastern via Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And please tune in next week when Tanya Hutchins will be back in the seat. And remember, organize, organize, and organize some more. And big shout out to Joe Heckman, who produced today's show, along with Rich. Thanks for watching.